Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Biwa Kwan. Billboards belonging to a federal politician have been defaced with Nazi symbols. The billboards in regional New South Wales promote Nationals candidate Sam Farraway. In a statement, Mr. Farraway says far-right extremism and neo-Nazism has no place in Australia, and he hopes the perpetrators cop the full force of the law. A spokesperson for New South Wales Police says the incident is being investigated. Same-sex couples in Thailand are celebrating a landmark achievement many decades in the making, the legal right to marry. A marriage equality bill has come into effect, allowing members of the LGBTQ+ community in Thailand to get married and have the same legal rights as heterosexual couples. To mark the occasion, more than 300 couples have registered to get married over 24 hours. Thailand's Prime Minister, Pei Tong Tan Shinawat, says it's an important milestone.
I think that this is very important that around the world notice us and know that in this small country, we have this kind of thought, we have this kind of support for our people. So this is, we all should be proud.
In the United States, 22 Democratic-led states and civil rights groups have filed lawsuits challenging Donald Trump's bid to cancel birthright citizenship. Donald Trump has made orders for US agencies to refuse to recognize the citizenship of children born in the US. If neither of their parents is a US citizen or legal permanent resident. The lawsuits argue the executive orders violate the right enshrined in the Citizenship Clause of the Constitution's 14th Amendment, which states anyone born in the US automatically becomes a citizen. California's Attorney General, Rob Bonta, says the orders are un-American.
It also violates the Immigration and Nationality Act and flouts more than 125 years, a century and a quarter, of long-standing, well-established precedent set by the U.S. Supreme Court. The president has overstepped his authority by a mile, and we will hold him accountable.
A new documentary traces the historic journey of the Yirrkala Bark petitions and the return of the fourth petition. The Yirrkala Bark petitions were prepared and signed by the Yolngu people in the 1960s. They were then sent to the Australian Parliament in a formal attempt by the Yolngu people to have their land rights recognised. The Bark petitions became the first traditional documents by Indigenous peoples to be recognised by the Australian Parliament. Professor Larissa Berendt is the director of the One Heart, One Mind documentary. She says she was inspired to start the project by the story of the sole surviving signatory of the Barks, Dungala Munungur. Miss Berendt says the film is a reminder of the importance of the Bark petitions.
You always ask yourself the question, why this story now? And it seems to me that post the referendum, that request for consultation, that request for a seat at the table, remains as relevant today as it did in 1963. And I think it speaks to the political sophistication of the Yolngu, that their claims to rights that are in those Yirrkala Barks still remain important documents, not just historically, but for our contemporary rights movement.
In tennis, Alex de Minaur says he will learn from his loss against world number one Jannik Sinner in the quarterfinals of the Australian Open. After reaching the tournament's final eight for the first time, de Minaur had been aiming to reach his maiden semi-final at any slam. But defending Open champion Sinner defeated the Australian in straight sets, 6-3, 6-2, 6-1, in just an hour and 48 minutes on Rod Laver Arena. De Minaur says he will bounce back.
I just need to sit with my team and figure out a way to hurt Yannick on the court. That's ultimately the way we got to look at it and find different ways, because at the moment we don't have it. So back to the drawing board, like I've done my whole career. And as I said, I still don't think this is my ceiling. I still think I've got more in the tank, so I'll be searching for that.
I'm Biwa Kwan. This is SBS News in Easy English.